Today is Friday, April 8th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It's the end of another week, which is really good. I did something hard today. So I'm a product manager, and I have a product that I really believe in, the product. And I believe in the vision that I have, and, you know, I believe in all of that. But it's been a real struggle. And I actually wrote the first lines of code for this product. And anyway, we were asked to put together basically a decision document so that we could all decide what was going to happen with this product. Were we going to continue with the vision, or were we going to put the product in maintenance mode and go a different route? Are we going to sunset the product? Like, what are we going to do? And I'm very emotionally invested because, again, I wrote the first lines of code for this. It's my baby. I have this vision, but when I sat down and I pulled all the data and I talked to folks and I looked at the pros and cons and I looked at the stress that this product is adding to my life, which is not really part of the, it's not really part of the decision product to say, oh my God, this product is stressing the product manager. We need to sunset this product. Anyway, I had to make a hard decision because product management recommends, you know, the roadmap or what you're going to do for the product. Engineering executes that, you know, and determines the technical, but product really decides, you know, when is it time to, you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run, you know, so to speak. And I've never had to decide really to sunset a product, especially when it's a product that I'm, you know, it's my baby. And so anyway, I had a decision document meeting today. I had finally come up with my decision and it was difficult, but, you know, I feel like the weight has lifted from my shoulders because that's now done. I think I've got consensus on the decision, which actually was to, at least for now, stop investment in this product. It doesn't mean that we're completely sunsetting it. That hasn't been decided, but we're stopping investment. So we'll support the current customers and figure out what our next steps are. But anyway, regardless, I have multiple products under me. So it doesn't affect me too much because I will still have a job, but and it doesn't really affect any of the engineers because we have a lot of work. We have a lot of work and not enough engineers. So even if they're not working on that product, there will be plenty of stuff for them to work on. But it's been weighing on my mind. I had to write this whole document. I am so sick of writing. We have to have a document for everything. I need pitch decks. I need roadmaps. I need decision documents. I got to have white papers behind every little thing that we do. Gosh, I've never, other than college, I've never written so many documents in my life as over the past year. It's crazy. Anyway, so I'm done with that. It was a long week. It was a stressful week. And I'm glad it's over, although weekends tend to go a lot slower or a lot faster than I want them to. I wish they went slower, but they go faster than I really want them to. There's always so many things we want to do in the weekend. And, you know, speaking of the weekend. So anyway, there was that last night we had pizza because I, you know, just breaking news. I didn't feel like cooking. And I told you guys I probably would end up not cooking. And so we had pizza and it was good. It was good. I mean, one day, maybe I'll get back. I will say this. One of my coworkers, I don't think he's gay. I think he's a straight guy. But one of my coworkers, we were talking and he was asking me, he was saying he was a gamer. And I said, oh, I'm old. You know, all the games that I know are like older games or whatever. And he said, you're not old. Like, how old are you? And I told him my age. And he said, oh my gosh, I would have thought you were 10 years younger than that. So I don't care what anybody thinks. I am taking that compliment on. And I said, well, you know, my family has kind of good genes. Like, my mom is 72. But if you just saw her out in public, you would probably think she was early 60s. And it's always been that way. My mom has always looked 10 or 15 years younger than she actually is. And so anyway, yeah, compliment from a straight guy today. Look at that. So work, you know, whatever. Ate pizza, shouldn't have, probably, because I need to be, for my summer swimsuit body, I need to be, like, you know, shedding some pounds. That may or may not. Maybe I just won't have a swimsuit body. I don't know. And yeah, we, other than that, we just kind of caught up on Survivor and caught up on a couple other shows that we're watching on TV. I had started this documentary on my haircut trip, Making a Murderer, whatever it's called. And then Mark yesterday goes, oh, I put on our list for this weekend, this Making a Murderer. I was like, oh, I started it. I didn't know you wanted to. Is that not a thing? Like, does everyone else have that thing with their significant other that the moment you decide to watch something on your own, that it's something that your significant other wanted to watch, and then you have to be like, oh, why did you watch that without me? I wanted to watch, you know? And so you're constantly, when you want to watch something, you're having to run it by each other to see, oh, was that something you wanted to watch? Because if not, I'm going to watch it without you. So I said, well, I'll rewatch everything that I've watched already. I found it very interesting. Anyway, so we caught up on TV and that was about it. And now my day's over. I did the hard thing on a Friday, nonetheless. And yeah, I'm feeling pretty good going forward. The two hard things that I've had to do recently are both now off my plate. And so we'll see how it goes, you know, going forward. Mark and I still have to start figuring. We have to figure out what our travel agent training is going to be, because I want to get started on that. So that can be some, you know, this extra thing that we're focusing on. And we still have to, I have not sent the electric bill to the solar guy. So this weekend, you know, on my list of things to do is probably get the electric bills together, send to the solar guy. We need to finish picking out hotels for the Italy portion of our Europe trip, because Mark has to figure out when he's going to apply for the visa. And for the visa, he has to have proof that he's got plane tickets, cruise tickets, hotel, like all of that is already done. He's got to be able to prove that in order to get the visa. And so we have to pick our hotels this weekend. So we need to do that. And then I also want to, I had such good luck on the one slat wall that I put up over the workbench in the garage. I need to now add the hooks to that and start putting things on it. But then I have a second slat wall that I'm putting up to hold the, like, the weed eater and the edger and rakes and the blower and shovels and stuff like that. And so I need to also put that up this weekend. So I've got a big list of, I've got a honey-do list of things I need to do this weekend. So I'll have plenty of stuff to do. Of course, we'll stay up really late recording tonight, and I'll sleep in tomorrow. So I've got to find some time tomorrow to do at least one or two things from my list. And then, you know, Sunday is always the grocery shopping day and the, you know, get things done before. And then the week will start again. The week will start again, and it, you know, it'll just be another week. I cannot wait. I cannot wait for a vacation. I am looking so forward to this Alaska trip with Daniel and Zach, because I need to relax. I haven't had a vacation in, I don't remember when my last vacation was. November, maybe? No. What month are we? I don't even know where we're at. No, Mark and I went to... When did Mark and I go to New York? I feel like that was November when we went to New York. But anyway, it's been a while. I need another vacation. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.